Among seasonal traditions, we all love to hate the nightmare of holiday travel. This past weekend was no exception, topping the list of problems, U.S. Airways. The airline is hoping to avoid a repeat of last weekend's operational meltdown that forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights and left many passengers separated from their luggage. Day-to-Day's Joe Palca spoke with Marketplace's savvy traveler, Rudy Maxa.
What are the prospects for the airline? Have they been able to shake off all the delays and what have you, or are they going to be facing the same sorts of problem?
We have three factors: more than the usual number of people traveling, which can sometimes lead to delays at larger airports, particularly those who don't have efficient security screening systems. Then you've got labor problems at U.S. Airways, as evidenced by the Christmas screw-up in Philadelphia. But the big unknown, Joe, is weather. It's always Mother Nature that really, really starts these things. So until we know what's going to happen at various hub cities, we can't predict what will happen to individual passengers.
Assuming good weather, can the airlines cope with the large capacity? I mean, if they fly all their planes full and not hit by weather delays or weather problems, can they keep people flowing through the system at this point?
They can. There are very few businesses that if taxed to the max, which is in the airline parlance, you know, every single seat full, that can run as smoothly as they do when they're only running 80% full. But if weather cooperates and if everybody shows up to work who's supposed to at U.S. Airways, then there should be some delays caused by, just the amount of people traveling. But nothing serious, nothing worth beating our chests about the next week.
Right. Well, you mentioned U.S. Airways, and it had some horrible problems with luggage and canceled flights, and it's in bankruptcy already. And is this it, do you think? Can U.S. Airways emerge from this current second black eye or third black eye or eighth black eye, or how many black eyes they're up to now? I don't know.
Well, this is their second time in bankruptcy, so there's at least two black eyes. And, of course, labor problems over the Christmas weekend gives them a third black eye. You know, the death knell has been sounded by some columnists and reporters saying, you know, they're not going to make it through January. I can't say that for sure. I've seen other airlines. Continental was once counted out, and it's doing fairly well as a major airline can be doing these days. So I hesitate to say U.S. Airways is going to be out of business. I will say this, that if there's one less major airline on the landscape in 2005, my guess is it will be U.S. Airways, and then second guess would be United, though I just can't imagine United given its size folding.
Do you have any advice? I mean, I have to say I got caught up in this. And when you're in transit, I happen to be in Delta's hub, Atlanta, you really feel kind of stuck.
No, you have some control, and you really do have to take matters into your own hands as much as you can, which is different than years ago when, as you note, there were more airline staffers around to help. The first thing you should do if you know your flight is going to be seriously delayed is find out what other flights on that airline or any other airline from that airport or that city or that region can get you where you want to go. Then immediately call on your cell or book it online or go to a payphone, whatever you need to do to reserve a seat. Don't worry about just say, give me a seat. That way, when you get to the front of the line of that long line you're going to have to stand into to get your ticket reissued and get yourself rerouted, you already have a reservation. So the 100 people in front of you who maybe didn't do that are going to get up there and they're going to go, well, I'm sorry, all the seats are gone. At least you have a reservation. So you can say to the agent, by the way, on your flight 2 hours from now, I've booked a seat.
Rudy Maxa is the savvy traveler on the public radio program Marketplace. Thanks very much, Rudy.
Thank you, Joe.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Joe Palca.